Academic Aesthetic for Friday, March 14th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and Writers Want It. That's right, I'm looking for a few good writers for the Teachers 2.0 blog. Now, some of you may remember when Teachers 2.0 first got started. I registered the domain teachers20.com, and we created a sort of ad hoc community of educators that wanted to be preparing people for the digital age rather than the industrial age, which is what, unfortunately, a lot of schools in the United States at least seem to be doing. It started off and it was fairly good. We had a podcast that we did every now and then, maybe about once a month, give or take. And just for the sake of trying it out, I registered teachers20.ning.com as well. Just, you know, try out the social network service that Ning was offering for free. It was ad-supported, but, you know, it worked. And, you know what, over time, it ended up being we actually had more people on the Ning site. No one was going to teachers20.com anymore. I sort of just SwissTeachers20.com, so that was redirecting people to the Ning site, because, you know, there was more people there. That makes sense, right? Well, there weren't that many conversations going on the Ning site. There were new members coming in all the time, but they would register and then nothing. And some of the people who were actually posting things on the Ning site, some of it seemed rather commercial, like they were just trying to find a place to place an ad. So, not all of them were doing that, not all of them, don't get me wrong, but some of them were. And then Twitter came out, and boy did it come out. Pretty much everyone seemed to just go there and talk. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. I'll refer you to my previous rants for and against Twitter and things like that, so you don't have to hear the whole thing again. But it turns out that the Teachers20 account that I created for Twitter has a lot more followers than we ever had registered on the Drupal site, and that we ever had registered, even now, on the Ning site. And there's more interaction. I could post a comment on the Ning site and maybe get a response every now and then, but if I post a question on Twitter in the Teachers 2.0 account, my goodness, I'll get three or four responses within an hour. I mean, it's just such a larger community, but I don't think that's the main reason why I get more responses. I think it's because it's a more involved community. And that sort of got me thinking about stuff. So, instead of Drupal, I've installed WordPress at teachers20.com, and I would like to have that be a community of maybe just a few of the people who are following Teachers20 on Twitter. People who are willing to post, you know, semi-regularly stuff that has to do with, you know, Web 2.0, education, technology, 1-to-1 ratio, you know, stuff like that. And it's my hope that this small group of educators who are posting somewhat regularly will encourage others to, you know, maybe start posting regularly as well. Maybe on the Ning site, maybe joining the teachers20.com site, maybe just creating their own blog and posting. I have no problem with that. I think that would still be awesome. I'm one of those people who sees educational blogging as sort of falling behind because Twitter and Pounce and Jaiku have become so popular. Who am I kidding? Twitter, just Twitter, have become more popular and people are just doing things there. I mean, there is a reason why Bud the Teacher over at budtheteacher.com is actually taking a small vacation from Twitter just to see if he starts blogging more. Well, maybe that's not the exact reason, but of course you can always read what he has to say on the matter over at budtheteacher.com. And frankly, I think if you're listening to this without paying attention to his blog, you really should go over there. He's got some great stuff to say. Now, I do want today's podcast to be more than just an ad for Teachers 2.0. So, back to what I podcasted about on Wednesday. If you may recall from that, I put out an all call saying, hey, I'm looking for a great wiki that I can use for a presentation on podcasting tips and tricks. I'll be presenting at MICA this year, and I can create my own wiki, but I'm looking to not have to reinvent the wheel if I don't have to. So, I had a few people respond, giving me some good ideas, through Twitter for the most part, go figure. Garage Flowers was the first to respond, and he posted a link to a wiki called classroomtech.pbwiki.com/podcasting. And it's a pretty good overview about what educational podcasting is, gives a few examples, gives a few good steps. You know, it's good general purpose, but it doesn't quite, so far as I've seen, get into some of the stuff that I really want to cover in my presentation. So it's a great resource. It's just not what I'm looking for yet. And then two people actually pointed out another one. See, it was NJ Teacher started off by telling me basically about her delicious links and all the ones that about podcasting. There's a great bunch of resources there. I'll post a link to those because I think they're worth going through. And I got a direct message from another Twitter user. I don't know if the person wants to be identified or not because they sent it through a direct message. But this was also in NJ Teacher's list of wikis that she had. This is by Wes Fryer. It's teachdigital.pbwiki.com/podcasting. And my goodness, this has a ton of resources in here. It's just link after link after link after link. And again, unfortunately, this is not quite what I'm looking for because this is information overload. If I bring this up on a screen for my presentation, I'm going to see a bunch of eyes glaze over because I'm supposed to be showing them how to make podcasting easier. And if I just throw all these links at them, it's going to be too much information. It's going to be like during a heavy downpour when all that rain just hits the ground hard. It doesn't seep in. It just runs off. I need something to give them a light trickle. So actually somewhere in between the two really good resources I've seen so far is what I need to get. And, you know, it may end up that I have to create my own wiki to do this. If that's the case, then so be it. But I would love to find that porridge that's just right. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. And, you know what, maybe it's just because of the day I've been having that I'm thinking of way too much symbolism to throw in this podcast at the end, but stick a fork in me, I think I'm done for the night. Well, that's my podcast. If you have any questions, comments, criticisms, wikis to share, by all means, go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. Of course, you can always email me at theartguy@gmail.com. It's another way to reach me. If you are interested in participating in the new Teachers 2.0 blog, you can go there. That's teachers20.com. And if you click on the link that says Writers Wanted, it'll explain a little bit what I'm looking for, and it'll have the link to register for the site. And there's probably more that I wanted to talk about, but you know what? It's 8:04, and I just got home a half hour ago. I won't explain my day. If you follow me on Pounce or Twitter, you know what I've been through today. So, until next time, this is Aaron Smith saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and tomorrow is the Ides of March. Beware!